I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You don't often hear good news for believers coming from the Muslim-dominated Arabian Peninsula, but a believer we'll call Chris says the body of Christ is actually growing in the AP. Chris works with a group that supports the region's persecuted believers.
20 years ago, no believers were. Now, actually, we are wrestling with leadership development. I think that's incredible that what God is doing. And so I want to tell you, in order to get more engagement, to have you praying.
Praise God with us for this unexpected development, and please continue circling the Arabian Peninsula in prayer.
My prayer is that God will, you know, open the gates a little bit wider so that we would see 10 or 15 in one place coming to faith.
Hurricane Florence dumped nearly 36 inches of rain and killed at least 32 people in the Carolinas last weekend. As communities wait for flood waters to recede, ministries are already starting to respond. Alice Zhang with Food for the Hungry reports they're raising funds to mobilize a church partner for emergency relief as the hands and feet of Christ.
They're providing food and emergency supplies to the people there. They've also partnered with the local foster system to provide housing through local hotels to foster families right now who have no place to live. They're also planning that when roads are reopened, they're going to head over to the coastal areas that are hardest hit and send over a rapid response team as well to help with food, water, and emergency supplies.
To give to this initiative with FH, you can head to our website at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.